Buddhism as well as the other great spiritual traditions can contribute a lot in preserving our planet. With the practice of mindfulness and concentration, we recognize the many conditions of happiness that are there in us and around us. And we may see that we don't need to go and search for happiness anywhere else, or especially in the future. We need only to be aware of the conditions of happiness that are already available in order for us to be happy right in the here and the now. And this is very important, that happiness is possible here and now. With mindfulness, you can recognize all these conditions of happiness that are already in you and around you, more than enough for you to be happy. This is very important. And I think the same teaching is available in Christianity and other great religions. And if you know how to be happy with the conditions, with the wonders of life that are already available, you don't need to strive more, to exploit more our planet, and to borrow other conditions. We have borrowed too much from the planet. We have borrowed too much from our children. I think this planet belongs to our children. We have borrowed it from our children, and we don't know how to keep it good enough in order to hand it back to our children. And who are they, our children? They are us, because they are our continuation. It means we have borrowed from ourselves. We have practiced. We have borrowed too much from ourselves. We borrow our labor. We borrow everything, our way off. And there's not much left from ourselves. And our civilization now, our way of life now, is characterized by that tendency to borrow. You borrow and you don't know whether you can give it back. And you borrow, the more you borrow, the more you lose yourself. And that is why it's very important to wake up and to see that you don't need to borrow anymore. What is already available in the here and now are sufficient for you to be nourished, to be happy. And that is the miracle of mindfulness and concentration and insight. And only with that kind of awakening that we can stop. I have told my friend that we need to wake up. We need a collective awakening. One Buddha is not enough. All of us have to become Buddha in order for our planet to have a chance.